brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to go back into more toxins, heavy metals, etc. We're doing our podcast a little early today. Apologize for the switch up on the time. So let's just get right into it. We are taking this from Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, The Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. And there is a link to his book in the description of the podcast. In case you are listening on your computer, you can click on that link and get his book and to get better brain function in 2 weeks. So we left off last time talking about heavy metals. So heavy metals such as lead and mercury are some of the top offenders. Unbeknownst to Dave, he was suffering from environmental mercury and lead poisoning when he was at his weakest. Removing those heavy metals from his body helped him feel more energized, which is always good. Heavy metals are stored in fat, and thankfully there are ways to immobilize fat and get rid of them. You have to do this carefully, though, so that the toxins aren't released inside the body instead of being expelled from it. Now, our bodies actually create toxins that are just as damaging to our mitochondria as the chemicals in our environment. As with most types of fuel, the energy production process in our bodies creates some dangerous byproducts, and mitochondria cleverly produce antioxidants and other detoxifying enzymes to counteract these byproducts. This is a delicate balance, though, and when you don't have enough antioxidants present to counteract the free radicals in your body, you begin to suffer from oxidative stress, which so many people have now. Oxidative stress is a sign of mitochondrial problems, and scientists believe it is the cause of many diseases, including cancer, ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, obviously, autism, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, chronic fatigue, and depression. Glutathione is a protective antioxidant that serves as mitochondria's main line of defense against damage from oxidative stress. But sometimes your body doesn't make enough of it. There are, however, ways to get your mitochondria to increase their production of antioxidants like glutathione, and you can supplement with it, and Dave Asprey does both. So your body also has a built-in detox process to recycle damaged cellular components. This is called autophagy, a Greek word that translates as self-eating. During autophagy, your cells scan the body for pieces of dead, diseased, or worn-out cells, remove any useful components from these old cells, and then use the remaining molecules to either make energy or create parts of new cells for new cells. This janitorial process removes unwanted toxins, lowers inflammation, and helps to slow down the aging process. Pretty efficient. Mitophagy is one stage of the autophagy process. This is a selective degradation of mitochondria. You may assume that you want to hold on to all the mitochondria you possibly can, but it's actually much better for your cells to get rid of the ones that aren't working that well. You can think of the mitophagy process as similar to deleting old pictures from your phone. It will work better and faster if there's less junk clogging up the system. So Dave has focused a lot of his work on hacking autophagy, and he can feel the difference in his energy when his cells detox themselves efficiently. Boosting your autophagy process is one of the most important things you can do to improve your performance, which means it's definitely part of this Headstrong program. Stress. Real or perceived physical or psychological, any type of stress can cause your adrenal glands to release cortisol, which is a hormone that helps control your blood sugar levels, metabolism, immune response, inflammation, blood pressure, and central nervous system activation. In our office, we always talk about you have either chemical, physical, or emotional stress. Any of those three can be chemical from food you're eating, alcohol, the air you're breathing. Physical could be physical stress. You're under a lot of stress. You've been really active. You've been working really hard. You've been rebuilding or renovating your house or something like that. And emotional can be any time that you're worrying a loved one that is not feeling well and you're having to take care of them or you're worried about them or they're going through an emotional issue in relationship or something like that. So any of those three are equally destructive and can affect your body. So it's really important to be aware of that. Cortisol isn't inherently bad, but we need a certain level of it at all times, and we need more of it during times of stress. That's why your body cranks up the cortisol as part of your fight or flight response, which is the sympathetic nervous system, as opposed to the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps you regenerate and rebuild. Once things calm down, your cortisol level should go back to normal. The problem is that for many of us, things never calm down. Our stress response is activated so frequently that our cortisol levels remain high all the time. Chronic stress leads to many problems, including poor fat metabolism and an increased demand for sugar. Lowering your stress levels will help to quiet your inner Labrador and improve your ability to metabolize fat. And given that your mitochondria feel and respond to your stress, lowering your stress allows your body to use energy more efficiently. There are, however, certain types of and amounts of stress that are beneficial to your mitochondria. Autophagy happens in response to mild stress from exercise or calorie restriction. Cellular stress also activates mitochondrial biogenesis. The creation of new mitochondria. That's right, you are not forever stuck with your old, lame, dysfunctional mitochondria. By strategically and temporarily stressing your body, you can boost its natural detoxification systems and stimulate the creation of new mitochondria to maximize your energy. Even better, there's a hack for calorie restriction so that you can reap the benefits without ever feeling hungry. It's good. It is essential, however, that you don't stress your cells too much. When a cell is taxed, it begins a suicidal process called apoptosis or programmed death. At the start of this process, the mitochondria release proteins that effectively schedule the death of the cell. Once these proteins are released, this process is irreversible. Yet apoptosis isn't always perfect. Some cells linger behind their use-by date instead of submitting to apoptosis, and these cells continue to replicate, often becoming cancerous or diseased. Other cells die before they are scheduled to. Apoptosis malfunction is connected to cancer, autoimmune diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, inflammation, and viral infections. Your mitochondria hold the signaling proteins that induce apoptosis, so anything you do to boost your mitochondrial function will help you hold on to the healthy cells and get rid of the ones that are making you weak. Eating specific foods will also help to induce apoptosis in unhealthy or diseased cells. So are we getting this is really getting hammered in here that you need to make sure your mitochondria are super, super, super healthy. Basically is what I'm getting out of all this. Okay. So Dave Asprey designed the Headstrong program to help you eliminate the causes of mitochondrial dysfunction, boost your mitochondrial efficiency, and help you grow new mitochondria through the following pathways. The best possible nutrition, oxygen therapy through proper exercise and boosted circulation, stabilized blood sugar levels, optimization of hormone levels, effective detox and avoidance of toxins, functional amounts of stress that induce autophagy and apoptosis. So functional amounts of stress. Exposure to better quality light and elimination of poor quality light. Changes to the water in your body. So when you make these relatively simple changes, you'll feel an incredible difference in your mood, your energy, and your overall performance. As a side effect, you might look better too, which is always good. This is the power of your mighty mitochondria. So here's the points. Don't forget these three things. The cells in your brain, heart, and retina have the most mitochondria and are the ones to suffer first when energy demand exceeds supply. Your hormones, blood sugar levels, diet, and lifestyle are all affected or all affect the function of your mitochondria. From age 30 to age 70, the average person experiences a 50% decline in mitochondrial efficiency. So now you need to do these three things right now to get a head start. If you have big problems with energy, have your advanced thyroid hormone levels checked by a functional medicine doctor. If your energy crashes after meals, check your blood sugar levels either using a home glucose meter or a functional medicine doctor. Pay attention to your energy dips throughout the day. Perhaps you ate something or were exposed to something that damaged your mitochondria. And that's really true, too. It's important to kind of pay attention and maybe keep a journal, and that way you can kind of track what's going on, how you're feeling, what did you eat before that, how long before did you eat, and you know, what's the time lapse and things like that. It's really interesting stuff. So now we're going to talk about becoming a neuromaster. Own your neurons. You probably learned about neurons back in high school biology class and haven't thought about them since then. At the time, your teacher may have described the primary job of neurons as connecting to other neurons to create what is known as neuronal networks or neural networks. But we're guessing you weren't taught that the way your neurons function and connect to one another determines how quickly you think, respond, and even learn. Or that your neurons play a huge role in your daily performance, or that you're at least partially in control of that process. Because, as it turns out, there's a lot you can do to change how your neurons work right now and in the long term. So why are neurons such a hackable part of your performance? I'm glad you asked. Two reasons. First, your neurons are energy-sucking miracles of cellular energy engineering. One neuron in your brain uses up to 4.7 billion ATP molecules per second. What? When scientists isolate neurons in a lab and give them an insufficient amount of ATP, their functions become unpredictable. In fact, neurons can die if they don't have a constant supply of ATP, as everything they do requires massive amounts of energy. So it would follow that if you can increase the amount of ATP produced by your mitochondria, you can enhance the performance of your neurons. Because who wants an unpredictable performance? Second, each of your neurons is made up of a tiny cell body with little branches that extend from it. More on that in a minute. Those microscopic branches can extend up to 3 feet from a single cell. 3 feet from one cell. Wow. Not only do neurons do incredibly energy-intensive tasks, they have to do them across a long distance. Neurons contain two different kinds of motors designed to move mitochondria around inside the cell, and these motors also require energy. Up to 30% of the mitochondria in your neurons are moving around to deliver their energy, like backup generators sent on trucks to meet the high demands of an electrical grid and prevent a brownout. And studies have shown that there is a link between the slowing of these motors and the likelihood of developing neurodegenerative diseases. Like all other cells in your body, a membrane made of tiny fat droplets surrounds your neurons, Schwann cells. But structurally, your neurons are unlike any other human cell. Given that one of their jobs is to send and receive messages to other cells, neurons have unique cellular components called dendrites and axons. Dendrites branch out from each neuron to receive information from other cells. They are the ears of the neuron because they listen to messages from all over the body. Axons, on the other hand, send information to other neurons. They're the voice of the cell because they do the talking. But that information doesn't just plug in directly from one neuron's axon to another dendrite. There are gaps between neurons called synapses that transmit messages from one cell to another. Synapses rely on chemical messengers called neurotransmitters, and you guessed it, a lot of mitochondria to fuel the process. So, as you might guess, I'm going to give you a little visual here for those of you that are watching on YouTube. So you've got a dendrite and neuron. Synapse is the gap between the two. And the neurotransmitters kind of help communicate. So they go between the synaptic cleft, the space in between these two. And so they kind of float back and then they bond. And that's how they communicate. So that's it for this edition of the Brain Builders podcast. We do still have space on the wait list if you'd like to join the next Brain Builders Masterclass online. We're planning on launching that in November now. We're going to update it, fine-tune it. It's going to be awesome. Had so many great people in the first group. You can join the wait list in the link in the description of this podcast, or you can go to bit.ly/waitlistbb, bit.ly/waitlistbb. @WaitlistBB. Hope you have a phenomenal day, and thanks for listening, and share with your friends.